that was the Jetsons theme. Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com, and you can tweet me or follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. Our next guest is Professor Ellen Breeman. That's Breeman, not Bremen. Breeman like in Freeman. Professor Breeman is a 14-year, three-time nationally recognized tenured communications studies professor at Highline Community College in Seattle, Washington. She is forging a communication revolution to help students strengthen interactions with their professors and gain skills for college and beyond. Professor Breeman believes that student-professor dynamics can have the single biggest impact on a student's college experience. In her new book, Say This, Not That to Your Professor, 36 Talking Tips for College Success, Professor Breeman teaches students how to masterfully talk through simple and complex class-related situations. Ellen blogs weekly as the Chatty Professor with more college interpersonal communication tips. Ellen's goal is for her students to enjoy better student-professor relationships, improve grades, and confident and competent communication skills for college and beyond. Welcome to my show, Professor Breeman.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Wow. That bio is impressive. Not to mention your book, which again is called Say This, Not That to Your Professor. What is unique about your book? Because I know you have a talking point, and having read most of the book, I can see that this talking point certainly seems to be true. So what makes your book different than any other book about college success?
Would you believe that it is the only book on the market to deal with the student-professor relationship? Can you believe that?
No, I don't believe it. There must be others.
There is. There isn't.
Now, isn't that an important relationship?
It's students deal with us every single day, Bruce. They deal with us every single day. And when in order to do a book proposal, you have to sit in the book stacks at Barnes & Noble. And I went to, you know, our largest ones here in West Seattle, or in Seattle. I live in West Seattle, but in Seattle. And I did searches on Amazon. I mean, you know, I've been through graduate school. I know how to do a good literature review. And, I mean, there is nothing out there. And in the college success books that are the most popular, they devote maybe 1 to 3 chapters on the subject. And they're all very top-down. They're pointing a finger at you and telling students, here's what you do and here's what you don't do. But they don't tell students why you don't say these things to your professor or why you don't behave this way. They don't give students a reason. And this is the first book that tells students that actually partners with students and gives them the words to say to professors and also lifts the veil on college policy.
Well, when you say gives the students the words, you mean that literally.
Literally.
Because that's what's so interesting about the book. When you give examples of what you might think, meaning what you as a student might think when you're facing a situation and what you might want to say, it is, I could see those words coming out of my kids. You know, that they're just feeling the victim and they want to lash out. And and what you do is you point out the fact that that's not going to get you as far as doing it with a little bit more politics, so to speak. So please explain that whole notion of how the book is structured that way.
Well, the book is structured in a way where I tell the student, here is what you might say. So what you might say is, you know, can I turn my paper in late? And then I tell the student, well, here's what your professor thinks behind the scenes. Well, what I'm thinking behind the scenes is, well, then I have to give 27 other people permission to turn it in late. And what a student also needs to think is, what if you said that to your boss one day? I mean, what's your boss going to say? So what I'm telling, and then what I want to do is I want to not only tell students don't say that like these other books do, you know, in the 1 to 3 chapters, but I want to tell students from a professor's point of view, here's what's going on for me behind the scenes. Here's what's happening when you turn your work in late. Here's what else I have going on. Here's how many other classes I'm teaching. And also, I want you to be selfish. Here's what could happen for you, because for a lot of students, one late assignment can be a domino effect to other late assignments, and here's how that can impact them academically. So then what I do is I tell students the words to actually say. Come to the professor, say, Professor, I have looked at the syllabus. I've looked at the late policy. Here's a proposal that I have for you for submitting my assignment late. It was unavoidable. Don't give excuses, because the excuse excuses honestly don't matter.
And they've heard them all.
And we've heard them all. But look at the professor's late policy that exists on the syllabus. Show that you've read it. And then say, I'll have my paper to you next Wednesday. I see that the policy is that I'm going to lose 50%. I accept that policy. I'll have the paper to you next Wednesday. Be proactive rather than forcing us to be reactive. It's a lot more professional.
Do many students actually look at the syllabus?
They need to. They need to. That's what students need to be doing. That syllabus is a contract.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, I wasn't being facetious. I was really wondering how often they just kind of skim it. And then when they face such a problem like a late assignment, they don't know the policy. And so then they either make a fool of themselves by not having addressed it the way you suggested, or they have no options because the syllabus states very clearly that there are no options.
Right. So that's why I'm suggesting in every case that students do as much pre-work as they can, as much find out what your policies are, and then go to your professor, or in the future, go to your boss or your professor with a proposal. It sounds more professional, more assertive, more effective, and then you are more likely going to get the outcome that you want. And I give them the exact words to say to either
in
modify
your book,
my
in your
words.
Book, you mean. Yeah, in your book.
Yes.
That and you really do, and you give so many examples. Why don't you give give us a few of the chapter headings, just so we have an idea of the specifics that you address in your book?
Well, I talk about zero grade, because any points are better than 0 points. Extra credit, your work ethic, absences, the dreaded, did I miss anything important today? But, you know, one other thing that's interesting about my book is that I talk about not only things that students do wrong, but I have a number of chapters that talk about things that professors do wrong, like, a boring class. Students complain about that a lot, and what students
Well, your last chapter is darn provocative.
My last chapter is my whole heart, and it's everything I know to be true as an educator, and it's when the professor walks in and talks about the whole class failed and what a student can do to self-advocate and to find out why the whole class failed and to basically challenge the professor to do something about that. Because if a whole class failed, there's usually something wrong with the instruction or there's something wrong with the instrument of the test. And there are things that a student can do about that.
Well, the lesson I got from that chapter is when the whole class fails, it is more likely not the failure of an individual student, and therefore there is some redress possible. But again, it doesn't matter. You may be right, but how you address it and how you communicate it is what is so valuable with what you're saying. Listen, Professor, we are out of time for this segment. Any chance you can hang over? We talk just a couple more minutes into the next closing segment?
Absolutely.
I would love that. Well, then we will be back after this short break. And I want to ask Professor Breeman about community college and its value for the first 2 years of a college education after these messages.
Sun Man.